escalating attacks on urban areas. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. On day six of its Ukraine invasion, Russia hitting the main TV tower in the capital, Kyiv, killing at least five people and knocking some channels off the air, at least temporarily, after bombarding the main square in Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv. This is a convoy of Russian forces now 40 miles long, rolls on toward the capital. Some Ukrainians who've gone to neighboring countries are now returning. Fox Business's Connell McShane along the border with Poland.
Spoken to, I would say, dozens, say, over the last couple of days, of basically young men of military fighting age that fit the description. They've been living in Poland or another part of Europe, and they want to go back. We really don't have a reliable number to tell you about how many people have done that. I know the Polish border guard said on Sunday there were 22,000 people going back the other way, many of them to get back in the fight.
President Biden had another call with Ukraine's president today, emphasizing ongoing U.S. support, including with weapons and humanitarian aid. More than two dozen countries are tapping oil reserves.
The International Energy Agency says all 31 member countries, including the U.S., have agreed to release 60 million barrels of oil combined from strategic reserves to send a strong message to oil markets that supplies are strong, despite Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And as the price here for oil now tops $100 per barrel and the highest prices at the pump in 7 years.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. When President Biden gives his first State of the Union address tonight, Ukraine's ambassador to the U.S. will be in the First Lady's viewing box, along with a number of other guests, highlighting themes in the president's speech, including the Intel CEO, who recently announced a big investment in semiconductor manufacturing, a seventh grade diabetes advocate, and a college student who's also a parent using a tuition-free child care program that was part of a COVID relief package. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Georgia's new election maps will take effect as a federal judge throws cold water on the timing of challenges.
A U.S. district judge in Georgia says there is no time to make changes to a map of state legislative and congressional districts set by Georgia's legislature and signed into law by Governor Brian Kemp. Georgia is holding primaries this May. Six different lawsuits were challenging the new map, claiming it disadvantaged minority voters and thus violates the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Each state is redrawing maps for this year's elections due to the U.S. Census revealing population growth and shifts.
Fox's Evan Brown. The judge says his decision allowing the maps to stand for now should not be considered the final ruling. New York Republicans nominate Congressman Lee Zeldin to challenge Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul in November. Zeldin winning more than 85% of the votes at the state GOP convention. Other candidates still have a chance to petition their way onto the ballot with a statewide primary set for June. A 19-year-old launches a social media account to share the flight paths of Russian oligarchs.
The teenager, who became famous for tracking Elon Musk's private jets and posting the locations on social media, is back at it, but this time against Russian oligarchs. 19-year-old Jack Sweeney telling Bloomberg News that he's now created the Twitter account RU Oligarch Jets after receiving requests to track some of Russia's wealthiest as the Ukrainian invasion continues. So far, Sweeney has tracked and posted flight routes of helicopters, private jets, and commercial-sized airplanes of many prominent Russians. Last month, Elon Musk allegedly reached out to the teenager, asking him to stop posting his flight plans, even offering him $5,000 to do so.
Fox's Mike Gunzelman. An hour to the close on Wall Street, the Dow's down 556. The NASDAQ and the S&P also tumbling more than 1%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.